preghiera, mi sento assolutamente. WAOR, Mobile Muskegon, statewide one. I think it was WAOR. Good morning, N8XPQ. On statewide one. Now, good morning. I'm here, Scott. Heading up to Traverse City for the Terry Land Swap. How about yourself?
Well, good morning, Scott. My name is Mike. Hey, good for you. Yeah, I think I heard a little bit about that and forgot all about it, but I'm down here in Zealand, so quite a ways south of you yet. Never been up to that one. Heard it's a pretty good one. I'm just sitting here on 40 meters. Trying my hand at a little FT8. Never really got into that a whole lot, and some folks said, hey, gotta give it a try. And I don't know, it's all right. I work with computers almost all day long at work and fight with them. And so I guess it's cool in its own right, but I tend to lose interest in these digital modes pretty quick just because I'm sitting in front of a computer all over again. But it's kind of neat how it passes the signals, the low-level signals back and forth, and you can kind of see where your signal's propagating this and that. But, okay, it's neat. On to the next thing, I guess.
No, I've done quite a bit of FT. I haven't done it in a while, but if you want to do some propagation in Europe, 30 meters works pretty well. You can, you know, reliably get into Italy and all of Middle Europe there.
Yeah, I was on 30 last night before I called it a day. And same thing. So I'm getting the hang of it. It's kind of neat. I just had a 706 Mark IIG sitting around and a SignalLink interface, so got a cable for that, and I said, oh, what the heck, I'll give it a shot and try it, so I can kind of mess around a little bit.
Yeah, those are good radios, very popular. I like 30 because I've got a rotatable dipole that's a 30-meter, 40-meter. On my A3, it's meant for 40, but it tunes up real easily on 30. So that makes it fun if you're trying to fill up some spots on your world map or contact thing. FT8 can quickly start filling in those spots on your map.
Yeah, I can truly understand how it does that. Make contacts pretty quickly. And there's not a whole lot of effort that goes along with it. It almost does it all for you. So, yeah, I've got a Hustler. I guess it's now a 7 BTV. Ground-mounted vertical in the backyard. I put down, I think it was like 16 32-foot radials in the yard for it last fall. I think it works really good. I mean, it takes a little bit to get them all tuned in and everything else, but I really don't need a tuner anywhere on it. So fairly narrow on 75, but it just works. It's a good DX antenna. The noise floor is a little bit higher on them, but I've had a few of them over the years and thought I'd buy another one at this house and put one in, and it's been working pretty good.
Yeah, it's a 7-band, if I remember right. Popular verticals are neat. I'm surprised in my vehicle I've got an ATAS 120. It's not that tall of an antenna, right? Basically a screwdriver type. What does that thing work like a champ?
Yeah, no kidding. I guess you don't need a whole lot all the time. A handful of years ago in one of my prior pickups, I was running a 480HX, so I had 200 watts into it was a High Sierra screwdriver antenna. And that thing worked really good, too. I'd do a lot of CW county hunting on the way back and forth to work and had a ball doing that. And a lot of times I'd take the stock lip off and put a 102-inch whip on top of that. And it just made it a whole lot more efficient. But, yeah, just kind of fun getting out there and messing around with some low-band mobile stuff.
If I know I'm traveling for a while, I'll throw the antenna. I don't leave it on the truck all the time, especially this time of year because the salt gets at them. Not putting on this morning. Just going to Traverse City and back, so it's no real need to reduce the life on that expensive antenna. But yeah, they work surprisingly well. You know, I've had ham sticks that, you know, for 40 meters are definitely longer than that, that don't work as well.
Oh.
You're also not having to add other insertion losses with a tuner in line. That just tunes right up where you need it to be. Seems to do good. I'm kind of curious on how far north this repeater will carry. I'm getting close to Hesperia now. This site here is Elk Wolf Lake, there east of Muskegon, WR.
Well, no problem hearing you so far. I just happened to be scanning and heard you come over on the MI5 network, so I popped over here and grabbed the first one that came to. So I think I selected the Hamilton site. Normally I'm on the Fillmore West Olive site, I think. But I'm using an older Motorola. I think it's a 4550. Not looking at it, but it does the roaming pretty nicely too. So, yeah, I think it's just it quickly selected the Hamilton one. This is a nice system. I don't get on here too often. I haven't been on Turbo a whole lot. Kind of got an itch to try this again. And I live most of my life at work in the P25 world. So, while it's similar, there's some differences to it too. So. But I got an itch, a few months ago. I thought I'll program up a couple of these turbo radios and give it a shot. And it's kind of fun.
The P25 codec, especially in FDMA, has such a great audio quality compared to DMR. So almost everybody in DMR sounds the same. But with the P25 and then FDMA, that audio is really good. One of the best systems I worked on. Of course, the state system's really good here too. But I'm in that environment. I work for an OEM that makes the signal boosters signals inside the buildings, and I was doing one for the city of Columbus. Wow, I mean they've got that system dialed right in.
Oh, so you're in the BDA business. That's interesting. I work for Ottawa County and manage the MPSCS P25 system that we have in Ottawa, so I'm quite familiar with it. My name's Mike.
Did we meet? I mean, I work with Dennis quite a bit. We got This MI5 is on one of the MPSC sites. It's on 6402. And I'm the Oxcom manager for Muskegon County. So we got a couple of sites. 6402 and 6408 is the co-located sites.
Okay. Yeah, ours, we have 6404, which is in Allendale. So we may have crossed paths before. If not, I'm sure we're going to soon enough.
More than likely, you didn't come out to 6402 to help us troubleshoot that noise issue, did you? I don't think so. It was Shannon?
Nope. Yeah, I know who Shannon is. I work specifically for Ottawa County, so I'm the systems manager over there, and part of my umbrella is the P25 system, so. I know Shannon well. Really good guy. Very helpful.
Okay, so you would be like Jason's counterpoint here at MCD 911.
Yeah, I'm at the 911 center in Ottawa.
I put the original Nextel BDA in that building when that first center went in. When they built that new one, God, that was
Holy cow, 20 years ago?
Oh, that's too funny. Small world, especially when it comes to RF. WADR. I remember when they were still getting all of the dispatch consoles put in. At that time, they hadn't wired everything up. And that brought back memories because I did the CCE 911 system back in 95. I was living up there. I don't miss crawling underneath the subfloors and running all that cable on the dispatch centers. Well, let's see, about this time last year, just finished up a project replacing all of the consoles with all brand new furniture in there. So that was one of my projects last winter. Well, for the first time, did you put the Ethernet bill, or were you just doing it for the Ethernet backhaul?
I don't have Ethernet backhaul on this FirstNet one. It's just a little tiny BDA that I tied into the rest of the feed line. It took the Nextel one out that you installed and put us. And that's actually where I started with FirstNet. Buddy of mine, Rob Jabkowski, came in and introduced himself, and now we're actually quite good friends. But I was pretty leery about FirstNet when I was first trying to get off the ground. And well, long story short, now we transferred all of our stuff over in the county to FirstNet. So all of the connectivity for all the police cruisers and fire apparatus and all that is all on FirstNet. So kind of interesting how that relationship grew as well. N8XPQ.
All right, Mike. Looks like I'm going to run out of range pretty quick. Am I still making a mistake?
Yeah, you're a little bit broken on that one, but no problem. Hate to cut this conversation short. I feel like we could talk for hours swapping stories, but hey, glad I caught you, and I'll look forward to crossing paths again, maybe on a work time sometime. We'll catch up on a tower site or something. It'd be kind of fun to talk again. WR73, good luck at the slot. From any next speak, you'll see you.
W8FU from KF8PPZ. Is W8DB portable?
Yeah, go ahead for Bravo Zulu Romeo.
Is W8DB portable?
My 500 Kraken, this is St. Marie, Michigan.
WAPD testing.
NHWRO copy to.
KEYNU, clear state level 1.
KEYNU from NHWCB, you are loud and clear.
Gotcha. Thanks. It's one of the borrowed radios until I decided to go pick up my radio. How's your day?
Doing pretty good here. It's been took care of a couple of things here, chores, but tried a couple of contacts by radio. But other than that, we're doing well. So you say you're dropping off your radio? Yeah, I see it's WAAMAC that's coming up.
Yeah, it dropped it off for Wally to update. So he did his updates, and it's ready to be picked up. So when I catch a moment, I'll run over and pick up my radio.
Oh, okay. Well, the radio sounds good here, that's good. That's good, getting the updates like that. In fact, it was weird. I was running through
some of my analog radios, and I'm like, we've got to kind of update a couple of the repeaters as well. So we'll be doing that, at least on the analog side of things.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to do a couple updates on the ICOM at home. But when I get a little bit of time, I'll manage that. So.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I figure, you know, in fact, you're talking about, you know, programming radios the other night on the net and being able to utilize digital as far as like, just trying to work with program them by hand, and at least haven't lost my touch on that.
It isn't too bad. It's pretty easy. It does
well. Yeah, definitely. I agree. I'm not even sure I'd begin to tackle this one until things get into place. Hopefully I'm gonna get another laptop here, and maybe I can download that software, and I can learn how to do that a little bit better. But yeah, it's interesting on the simplex side of DMR the other night. You know, I just figured, hey, you know, you could just program frequencies in. I didn't realize, you know, the complexity of it. So, you know, at least you learned something there. And again, it gets you thinking in that way.
Yeah. We're looking at doing a class on DMR, so it'll be a little bit more added to it, and kind of help out a little bit, because DMR is a good system. Central Michigan's got a good footprint, and they've got a good system going on here, so I get some good teaching out there, and hopefully it gets more on the DMR side.
NAWCB, that's good. I've been trying to read a little bit on it, and you know, trying to understand code plugs and you know, variant the color and one and two and all that stuff. So I guess when I can, when I can see it, especially if I can, you know, if I can download the software package and be able to do that off a computer, hopefully that'll all come together.
I think it will. It's pretty easy. A lot of the programming software does a lot of the work for you. It takes a lot of the guesswork out of it. You just need, you know, to know what time slot, what color code, you know, different things, and then don't click user alias.
Okay. I'll definitely remember that one. Yeah, it's just a matter of then of putting the right information there that will do the job there.
Yeah, I can walk you through it. And then too, you want to make sure when you're setting up that when you select the channel and you throw the key up, if it's busy, it'll block you so you don't cover somebody else up. But it's, like I said, it's pretty easy once you get to doing it, get to working on it. It's not hard. You'll do a couple, and then it'll be cakewalk.
Yeah, that's it. You know, just hands on, you know, and doing it just you know, just like you know, programming you know, an analog radio or programming a scanner or you know, those types of things. So yeah, definitely trying to, you know, pick up a little bit more and learn a little bit here and there as you go. Always something to learn with this hobby.
Okay, there's a lot. That's what makes the hobby the best, I think. You know, you can almost do anything and everything, and there's just so much to learn about it and to get into, and it's just whatever, you know, whatever suits your fancy, that's just it right there, and you know, as long as you're having fun with it, that's what matters.
Yes, exactly. You know, even seeing today a couple of Facebook posts, you know, seeing these kids on the radio and you know, doing contesting, and you know, heard some new hams, and I think that's great. I think it's important. You know, it keeps their minds busy, but again, it's neat to see how radio is utilized in communication. And
you know, today, and was like, hey, I want a ham radio that I could just sit on my desk and listen to. He's like, I don't want to get into it quite yet, but he's like, I'm just interested in listening and then possibly, you know, going something further. So, but I work here, I'll get him into some type of ham radio. Might let him borrow a radio so he can kind of listen and see what he likes and kind of go from there.
Yeah,
you're there, Wally. Okay, yeah, I'll have to do that. I got to switch out radios with you. I need my belt clip for my radio because I missed that.
Thanks, Senior. Go ahead. I got to step out of here. You guys have a great day. I'm going to take Mama somewhere to get a bite. So you guys be good. Talk later.
WVD. Sounds good there. Well, enjoy your evening. Enjoy dinner. Tell your wife we said hi. And we'll talk here later. WVD. Over to NAWC.
NAWCB 73. See you there, Wally. Hey, you know, it works out well. Like I say, we all have a couple of Mustangs sitting around, I guess. And again, you know, it's one of those things, you know, you can, hand them out there and, you know, try a new ham, you know, or potential new ham, check it out there and, you know, see. And it's, you know, you haven't lost anything. You can definitely get them interested, into the hobby there.
Yeah, we can even program so they don't transmit. So, all right, I'm out. Later, guys. Good evening.
Sounds good there, Wally. Have a good one. Yeah, for sure. He's on the radio.
And you broke up there, David. I tried to come back in box. So I don't know if it's the system or whether try it again.
Hey, WCB, sorry about that. I don't know if it went through or not.
Yep, you're loud and clear now. Like I say, I don't know what happened. Lost you there, and then I tried to respond back, and I got bonked, so I don't know if we keyed together or what exactly happened or if it was the system. But, yeah, you were loud and clear on the last.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, that works. At least to know that the busy channel works. So, good. That works there.
Yes, indeed. Yes, it works on the Oakland County as well. I've been on that repeater there when they're nets, and sometimes during check-ins, I get balked. So you know, that's kind of the good feature of it. At least with the DMR, you're not covering each other. Everybody checking in at once. It's kind of a one at a time thing. NAWCB.
Yeah, for sure. So, well then, I'm home. So I'm going to head in here and relax and enjoy the evening. I got to work tomorrow, 6 to 6. So 6 o'clock comes early. But I appreciate the good conversation, and hopefully you guys have a good night. And you guys need anything, don't hesitate to reach out.
Copy that. You must be on your new schedule. So you'll be tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. I know they have the net there and the 7.2, and we'll just kind of play it by ear. But we'll let you head on in, and hope you have a good evening. Tell everyone hello. And 73s and 88s to you and the family. glad to talk to you there tonight. Like I say, stay warm. If you need anything, let us know. And hey, WCB is clear on your final.
Sounds good there, Dan. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88.25. KYNU clear.
What are you copy?
W8EAP test.
Good test there, Eric. W8EAP from NAWRO Richmond. Good copy, love and clear.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Tim. Just reprogrammed one of my radios. I'm not a rubber duck inside the house, so sound good here, too. Catch you later. W8EAP.
Copy that. NAWRO.
VAJF testing. You copy?
KV8JF. Yeah, good copy. Although I'm looking at the, this is NAWRO Richmond. Looking at the dashboard, though, it doesn't look right. I don't see talk group or time slot. Go ahead, though.
The radio, the new Anytone 890 that just came out, ported over, tried porting over the plug from the 878, and it's different enough that it kind of went off sideways, so I'm just working through some changes here. I'll go back through and check those settings, but I'm glad to hear you can hear me. Thanks for coming back. DZHF.
Okay, copy that. Good luck. We've all been through that. NAWRO, clear but listening.